In many species of birds, both parents share the duty of caring for eggs and raising chicks. Living on Earth Explorer in Residence, Mark Seth Lender shares his observations of great blue herons on the Connecticut River.
Cloud lowering from the sky, blue as starlight at the first glow of morning, wings wide as a double doorway, great blue heron. Lands on the branch above the nest, it bends and springs beneath him, folds and steps and comes to rest on the rim. Above his mate, deep in the nest where she lies, cover to their just-hatched young. She does not move, he looks on. On her not a feather stirs as if asleep. His long neck inclines in her direction, waits and waits and looks and waits. And the great wide foot of him reaches out and touches her back, tap, tap, gently as that, and nothing. Tap, 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 and nothing. Tap, tap. At last, she raises her head but will not turn, does not look at him. He makes no further move. Him in certainty and patience, her like a bell before it chimes, both in review of their silent conversation. It's all right, tap, tap. Trust me with them, tap. Says you. You are hungry, true. I will stay, tap, tap, tap. Will you? You can go. Go eat. Everything will be all right, tap, tap, tap. Go. Stiff from her long sojourn, close and closed as an eggshell, she comes to her feet, a momentary glance at him, then out and over the tall trees, the low hill, towards where the river and salt water meet and the tidal flats replete with the fat of the sea.
That's Living on Earth Explorer in Residence, Mark Seth Lender. For photos, check out the Living on Earth website, loe.org.